Welcome to the Confidently Balance Your Hormones podcast. My name is Dee Davidson, and I'm a hormone health expert, master mindset coach, and multiple wellness business entrepreneur. I'm obsessed with helping you experience hormone balance, confidence, self-love, and live a life full of joy. I know we're about to have so much fun together, so thank you so much for pushing play today, and now let's begin. Welcome to another episode of Confidently Balance Your Hormones. This is your guide, Dee Davidson. And today I have my own personal dentist on. I am so excited to introduce you to Dr. Castillo. She has over 20 years of experience and certainly knows a thing or two about transforming patients' lives for the better. In fact, she's been named Rhode Island's top dentist by Rhode Island Monthly Magazine 7 years in a row. And I have to stop right there and pause. You also see both of my boys. And every time we pull up to your office, I point the sign up because they say, why do we drive 30 minutes to go to a dentist? And I point to the sign and say, right there, you see, going to the best dentist in Rhode Island. I think the best dentist around. She loves being able to work closely with individuals on their dental health, their overall health, and the critical connection between mouth and body that influences both. Dr. Castillo earned her dental doctorate at Boston University. Due to her dedication and commitment to lifelong learning, she has achieved several fellowships over the last 20 plus years, including the Academy of General Dentistry and the International Dental Implant Association. She completed a Certificate of Advanced Graduate Studies postgraduate program at Boston University. She earned her biological certification through the International Academy of Biological Dentistry and Medicine and SMART and biological certification through the International Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology. And she is a pretty amazing and bright woman. However, I want to point out how real you are, because I think it can be intimidating when we hear all of these things about someone and then we meet them and we're like, oh, wow, she's just a lovely, wonderful, down-to-earth person. Every time I come into the office, there's such a warm vibe from you and all of the people in your office. And I think it's important to note that you're just really a beautiful soul and you have a lot of heart for your patients. You really care about the people that you work with. So welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. It is a pleasure to be here. I was looking forward to this because it's so much to talk about, but I want to pause and say thank you. It humbles me. I love to talk to people like you that are so excited about health, and I'm looking forward to our conversation today.
Yes. Awesome. So first, I think it's important for me to share how I found you and why I chose to go to you. For the people that are listening, I've been on this holistic health journey for over 2 decades. And one of the last things I thought about was my teeth. And Dr. Castillo would tell you that I had quite a few silver fillings, which we're going to get to, when I walked into her office. You know, I just went to the dentist over the years, and a lot of these cavities and fillings, they happened much younger, as I was a kid, teenager, that type of thing. And I just thought, I have bad teeth. I've learned so much. We're going to talk about that today, about how our dental health is not just brushing and flossing. There's so much more involved. And the reason that I stumbled into her office was because I was going through my functional health practitioner course, and we started to talk about heavy metal testing, which we will talk in depth about today. And all these people started talking about neurotoxins and how this stuff is leaching into our blood. And I got really nervous because, you know, half my mouth was this metal stuff that I had carried for years and years and years. So I went in and got a consultation. And not only did Dr. Castillo make me feel comfortable, but she was so informative. And you're going to hear so many great things today that will make you empowered. I felt empowered when I left, that it wasn't like I needed to do this overnight, that I could take my time, and that I was making the right decision, because you can hear pros and cons. And there are a lot of influencers and different people that talk about this stuff online. And it's really good to feel empowered and have all of the information. So, you know, that is why I walked into the office. But tell us, Dr. Castillo, you picked biological dentistry. How come?
Great questions. My beginnings in this journey started as a humble kind of path. I used to volunteer in a homeless shelter where this was the only biological dentist in Rhode Island. And we became very close. At that point, I have purchased the practice. And there was no mercury involved, but I was focused more into aesthetic. And she started to teach me about this biological thing that I was not, you know, I didn't know much about. And I have to say to this point that once you know better, it's very difficult to go back. Mm-hmm. I learned about all the toxic that is in dentistry, and I became passionate about it. And I am very thankful that my journey didn't start with my health, but into getting the information, I learned how it is important to avoid my health to be involved into all this toxin and my family, my patient, all this kind of information transformed the way that I was looking into dentistry. And to this day, it is very difficult to go back because it has been a life-changing for me, myself, my employees, and everyone of my patients as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. And I say the same thing, you know, even when I travel, you and I have talked about this eating out, or when I travel and you know, Michael will say to me, well, I'm sorry that you know so much, but once you know, you just can't, you can't not know. I mean, I guess some people put the blinders on, but I just couldn't. So the more you know, you can protect your family and do better with your health, because the staggering rates of disease in our country are just astronomical. So we really have to be an advocate for ourselves and continue to learn. I love that when I walked into your office, I actually took a picture of it, and you had this chart. You have this chart in multiple rooms that shows each tooth in the mouth and how it connects to different places in the body, different organs, different functions. So can you talk a little bit about that, how the teeth are maybe connected to the stomach, the liver, all these different things?
Absolutely. So the chart that you see in the office, it's pretty much the meridian. Everything in our body is connected. And unfortunately, our health system do not yet connect that. And the chart just shows that every tooth is connected to an organ. And just to put a little bit of what some of the studies and research show, that there is a pretty high link between women with root canal treatment and breast cancer. Mm. And if you go and you see the number of women with breast cancer and this particular tooth, it makes you wondering, you know, why is that? So very, very interesting. But going back to why I have that picture in this room is because the photo explains a lot with little words on it. And what it shows you is that how important your mouth is. If your mouth is healthy, your body will be healthy. There is that relationship that if it's a tooth is in trouble, the organ that that tooth links to, it also has something to do, or it could be vice versa. We are very, very lucky that our body is an amazing machine, that every day we kind of provide a lot of demand into, you know, working. You know, we wake up and we demand, let's get energy, let's go to work, let's do so many things. Mm-hmm. And we heal, we go to sleep and we heal of that. Mm-hmm. But you heal better, you repair our body better when your environments provide that, you know, energy, that substance to kind of heal. But mm-hmm. when you don't have that, when you have diabetes, when you have gut issues, when you have periodontal disease, when you have all those diseases, it's very difficult to heal. Mm-hmm. And when you look at the entire chart and how the meridian, which is mean just energy in our body, how it heals, it connects everything. Everything works together. Mm-hmm. And I love that chart for that reason, because it makes you think, it's like, what does my tooth have to do with me not sleeping well? Or what does grinding my teeth have to do with sleep apnea? Mm-hmm. My gut had to do with not being healthy. I mean, it's so many connections that it once you know, you cannot ignore it.
Yes, it's a constellation of healing opportunities. I tell people that you really have to get in tune with everything that's going on in your body, not just chasing a symptom or one system. We have the hormones, the immune system, digestive, your nervous system. We have all of these different systems, and they have to communicate and work together. So that's why I love functional medicine, because we don't look at just one thing. We're looking at where are all of the healing opportunities in the constellations, similar to that chart that you have. And I do remember that when I came in and we had this plan of attack, because I don't even know, but I do have the print of, how many teeth I needed to get done, what the cost. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm never going to get through this. And now we're down to two more teeth. Yay, right? It's been almost a couple of years now, but I remember you had a whole plan of attack too around energetics and working on the same side of the mouth. Can you share anything about that?
Yes. So when I develop a plan, what are we going to do? There's certain things that you have to take into consideration to make that plan, to make that treatment more effective, more successful. And I always say when we work together, it's a win-win. Mm-hmm. My work would last longer and you going to benefit from having a journey out of that. So when I work in certain areas, I take into consideration, how do you do when you're sitting on the chair? How do you respond to the material that we're going to use? How do you heal? Usually I don't like to cross the one side of the mouth with the other. And the reason to do that is when you heal, it's energy healing you. And the energy rotates in our body just like a blood flows. Mm-hmm. And if you work in one area, that energy is going to be constantly working in there, as compared to you have to share that energy now with the other side. It's just the meridian, the energy balance. Works, the balance, the equilibrium, all that is very important. And, you might have someone that would debate on that and it's totally fine. But my experience, it's that the result is much better. Uh-huh. And it's also that that area, that healing one septum, one area, one quadrant, we call it, it's provide a better management. Uh-huh. As compared that if I'm working two different sides of your mouth and you in pain in that area and you also in pain in the other area, just by your emotion, how you handle that stress, it can also affect your healing. Uh-huh. So I love to be working in one side or one quadrant of the mouth, just because it's healed better. It's my experience. And also for the meridian, it works better that way.
Okay. We are energy. Everything is energy, right?
It is.
It's so true. Let's get to the gut-mouth connection. You know that I do a lot of gut healing protocols, and I'll also contribute to the conversation around what types of things that I see that start in the mouth, and people are amazed, like, how is that in my mouth and affecting my gut? But what is your experience with the connection between gut and mouth?
It's sad. It's an intimate connection, I should say. And I'm going to make a little pause here and thank you, because every time you come, you enlighten me more in terms of, we talk so much about that connection, and you so good about, connecting the dots when it comes to how important it is to have a healthy gut digestive system to be able to, clean, detox your body. And that's where it starts, pretty much. The way that we look at it, the gut and the mouth connection, is that if you don't have a balanced biosis in your gut, you pretty much not going to have, your tongue is going to show that, and you're pretty much familiar with that. Mm-hmm. And the number of bacteria in your mouth are not going to be controlled, just because everything is coming, from your gut. Mm-hmm. One of the things that it's, that kind of, it's good to mention now, is when people come and they say, oh, I have a bad breath. My husband told me, my mouth doesn't smell good.
Oh, yes.
I have noticed that I have a metal taste, or I have this taste in my mouth. And this is coming from the gut. Yes, there is some diseases like periodontal disease that links to the taste in the mouth, the smell. But I would say 80% of the time, it's coming from your gut. Mm. So when you start working and balancing the bacteria, balancing if you have candida albicans, which you know how difficult it is to work with, you know.
Yes, right into SIBO.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Leaky gut. I mean, this is all connected. It is almost, and I might be, you know, making a big argument here, but it's almost impossible for you to have a healthy mouth without having a healthy gut. Mm-hmm. The relationship, it's, I mean, I have several diseases that I can link into not having a healthy gut. And the teeth is just, you know, it's a straight relationship. We're going from having acid problem. Mm-hmm. And you and I have talked about that before, how difficult it is to have acid, to have a control, and what is the effect on that on your teeth. We're going from people grinding their teeth and they say, what does that have to do with my gut? Well, a lot.
Right.
We're talking about parasites. You know, sleep apnea. I mean, all the things that connect and link together. We're going back to, you know, our previous conversation about, you know, everything is connected. So having a healthy gut, it's extremely important to giving to having a healthy mouth. I want to touch bases into something that you and I probably talk about this a few times, but connecting the dot, you had to know how to connect it. If you are able to find out what is the problem and fix it, it's what a ride. You actually, you know, cut so many years of stress, money, time that is invested into trying to get a healthy mouth and healthy gut. And one of the things that I mentioned is trying to figure out where are you, a baseline of what is the problem? It's a heavy metal. It's a, you know, H. pylori, which you and I have talked about before. It's an acid problem. And I know you do, you have a protocol for that. And you also do the testing. The lab test is, it's great. Because if you start a journey today and you need to go back and see, before I start the journey, this is how it was. Mm-hmm. I was in this position. Mm-hmm. This is where I am today. And one other thing to mention is that when you do the lab test, if you are able to figure out where are you with heavy metal, after you remove your mercury, are you actually able to detox or not?
Right.
That's important. And I know people that have spent years of trying to figure out how to clean Lyme disease, how to clean all the diseases. And if they don't work into trying to figure out how to clean the gut, it's almost impossible for them to clean the disease.
Yes.
Because you're not able to clean it out. Mm-hmm. So great question. I'd love to be able to connect and to work with someone like you that are able to guide someone. I'm not an MD. I don't have the skill to figure out what kind of disease you have in your gut to help you to do better. But working with someone like you, naturopath, functional medicine, that are able to connect that help, it's incredible.
And I know that a lot of times you want to see some of those functional labs that I do. The gut is important to all things, the brain health. 70% of your immune system is in your gut. If you don't have a healthy gut and if you have a leaky gut and your gut's not healed and sealed, you're going to have a lot of issues with your immune system, your hormones, your teeth, everything. And I know that you like to see some things. In what case would you want people to do functional labs? What are some good labs and in what cases?
Great. So one of the things that we do in the office, it's the SABE removal. Mm-hmm. And for the SABE removal, not everybody needs to have it, but if you have any immunological diseases, if you have anything, Lyme disease, diabetes, you need to know what is your level of heavy metals. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that is that, let's say someone has some type of adrenal fatigue, you can disturb that system by starting removing metal without even knowing where you're going. You need to know that you're going to be in a position to continue to get healthy rather than retrieve. So if someone comes to see me and they start listing symptoms that are close to adrenal fatigue, I don't see them. I go ahead and send in to figure out where are we and where are we going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of time people say, but it's just removing your feelings. Yes, it is true. But this is a toxin that you have in your body and that your body is trying to maintain and control. Once you go in and disrupt that, you could actually get sicker in a sense. So it is easy to do. It's a treatment that is easy to do, but you need to understand the consequence of that. So I'm very picky about figuring out where we are to make sure that my patient is healthy. I want to make sure that the treatment works, but I want to make sure I don't put you in a position that is going to be, you know, detrimental to your health. And this is something that we do with frequency. People that are coming, sometimes they come just for health reasons. Sometimes they come just for aesthetic. The amalgam would show in their mouth and they don't want it to show. So you will send them to have the work done, figure it out. What is the metal level? And when you do this metal testing, and you can probably help me more about that, you not only check for mercury, you check for lead, you check for cadmium, you check for arsenic. I mean, there's other information that you get that it's important to know. Life is constantly changing, especially when you're trying to get healthy. You figured out there's other things that by cleaning that area, you actually get healthy, you know, sooner. So this is all a way to have a baseline. And then from there, you can go and see, you know, what is it going to take for me to detox? And that's something that they can do with you to clean out those toxins from, you know, from the body.
So many nuggets of wisdom. You're so speaking my language right now. Many times women specifically come to me and they want me to give them the supplement or give them the liver cleanse, or they want to flush the gallbladder right away because they have an attack. And what you said is exactly what I relay to my clients, that you need to build a strong foundation first, and you have to rebuild your vital reserve. You wouldn't be in front of me if your vital reserve was full tank. You're running on low tank right now. And we do some of these things, whether it be a removal of a tooth or mercury, which we know some of those toxins, no matter all of the procedures that we do, that's still disrupting the body. And it's been in there for God knows how long. There is some impact. And the more stressors that you have going on, which we discover through these functional labs, the more it might impact you. We don't really know. I know every time we come in, it's a different tooth. And you're like, we don't know. It's gone well last time. We don't know how it's going to go this time. We just don't know. But we do know that if you already have autoimmune, if you already have adrenal fatigue, that your chances are a bit higher because your body's kind of wobbling on that table. And now you're putting another thing and your body's going, oh, shoot, what's this now? So it's important to be evaluated. And that's why tests, not guess, is most important. You have the scientific data and you can make a plan going forward from that. Also, after removing the fillings, which we're going to talk about in a minute, checking to make sure that you don't have any of that stuff stored. All of these toxic heavy metals, we can do a blood and urine test. That's the most effective. Hair does not excrete things that we're looking for from your fillings. That's more of when people do a hair test, they're looking more for metals from water, food, things like that, fish. So we would need to do a blood and urine test. Very easy. Mail them the kit. They go to the lab, they have the blood drawn, they do the urine sample, and then we get the results and see where the levels are at. But very important, whether you're having them removed or you have them in your mouth or you're just curious, because they're neurotoxins, which I'm going to let you talk about, but they can contribute. We've seen many studies to Parkinson, Alzheimer's, all these neurological disorders, even MS. So it's very, very important to know. And the good news is that there are solutions. You can self-treat and you can have a holistic solution to detox and get these heavy metals out of your body. So do you mind talking? Wait, first, before we move on, I just want to talk about something that's very important. I'm sure you'll mention it, but it is important. I've had a lot of my clients come to me who had their fillings removed by a doctor that was not SMART certified. I never knew what that was till I found you. And they were really alarmed when I asked them. They didn't even know what that meant. But I'm sure you're going to cover what that process is. But it's very important to find someone who is SMART certified. And that is another reason that I chose to go to your office. So can you just talk about the danger of the mercury fillings and how the procedure goes with you?
Yes. So the dangers of mercury filling is that mercury is a neurotoxin. Mercury, it attaches, in a simple words, what it does is mercury attaches to the cell, specifically the mitochondria. And what it does is that disrupt the way that the mitochondria work. And the mitochondria is just like the mother cell, let's put it just to simplify the definition. And when that mitochondria doesn't work well, you don't work well. You don't have your energy. You're not absorbing your nutrients. Your body is just not working efficiently because the cell are not working efficiently. The cells are not repairing correctly. That leads to, you know, all the diseases, other your body is just not at full capacity to repair. And that's what mercury is in. And I'm just going to stop for a second and say that as we speak, there is tons of people getting this type of feeling in their mouth. Mm-hmm. And usually it's a conversation. I'm not a politics and I don't know much about it, but it's all about, you know, the politics in Europe right now. This material is not being used. It's being banned. Why can't we do that around, you know, in our community, in our country? Mm-hmm. So anyway, it's all about, you know, the politics. So hopefully we start to get better and this material cannot longer be used because it's very toxic to our system. So people usually say, well, it's been in my mouth for 20 years. Why do I have to remove it? Well, yes, it's been in your mouth for 20 years. And every time you eat, you swallow, you chew different type of temperature food, you release some type of toxin. But when that feeling is being changed, it's actually 400,000 more, I believe, of the vapor that you get when you're chewing. Because what you're doing you're removing it, you're changing the composition of it. So when you're removing this feeling, let's say some people do it to change the color just because they don't like the metal. Well, it's very toxic then because you're swallowing. You're breathing it, and once it's in your system, it's very difficult to retrieve. It's very difficult to clean it. So the IONT, which is one of the association that does research to inform patients in the profession, created this protocol. And what they did, is that they developed this protocol that allows you to be safe when the mercury is being removed from your mouth. So that way you're not being exposed to the vapor and swallowing. So I'm probably going to send you a link so you can put it so your clients can go and get more information about it. Going through the certification for this particular protocol, it's not that difficult. Unfortunately, not a lot of dentists are engaged into this type of, you know, journey to learn how to do it because it takes time. It takes traveling. It takes, you know, a little bit of energy to do. But once you know the benefit, it's almost impossible for you to go ahead and go back and not be able to provide that service for your patient and protect your team and yourself from the danger of mercury.
Sure. Yeah, that's important that you're also protecting yourself and your team. And, you know, you go in, it's a little overwhelming. You get all this stuff on, but at least you know you feel good about the process. And I know that you have a strength of charcoal, which I love because that's a binder that I use with my gut protocols when we get rid of certain things in the gut. So you really feel safe and you feel good about what you're doing. And I know you can't make claims or anything like that, but I'll just put out there that I've had a lot of people just say how their energy feels, how their overall health has improved post removing those mercury fillings. So there's something to be said about that. I also want to talk about some things that people can do to help, certain toothpaste, oil pulling, and I want to maybe just touch upon fluoride. Because I'll tell you, I think that was the last straw with my dentist I went to for many, many years prior to having my children. I went to this dentist, and it wasn't actually the dentist. It was the dental hygienist that pushed me over the edge, because I would take my boys in, and every time they would make me feel so guilty about not using toothpaste with fluoride and not doing the fluoride treatments. And I think I was just having a bad day in general. And the woman, she put me over the edge where I forget what she said, but she asked me, well, what do you use for toothpaste? And then I told her, she attacked me. Well, how do you know those natural things are working? And you really need to be using fluoride. It's a responsibility as a mother. And here I am. I was a single mom. I think this was pretty new to me, separating. And I couldn't even check out at the window. The woman met me in the hall. It's like in an office building. The receptionist said, are you okay? And I told her what happened. And I said, she made me feel like a horrible mother. And we do the best that we can, right, with the information that we were given. But fluoride is a hot topic. And I believe that fluoride is a neurotoxin. There's a lot of studies I've read over the years. So can you address that and maybe what is a safer toothpaste to use?
Right. I want to touch that into, motherhood. Like, we're such a protective, and it's a touchy feeling when they say you're not doing the right thing. And my son is 14 years old, and I have never given a fluoride treatment. That was one of the things that I started doing. It's I'm proud of that. It's one of the procedure that I removed from my office. That it was a hard decision because when you have a business, everything is production. Everything is like, what patient demands. And it was a tough call. I said, I'm not doing this. If it's not good for me and my family, it's not good for my patients. And I'm proud of that. It's just something that we don't use material that has fluoride. Again, it's another neurotoxin that it's everywhere. Like, when you read labels, you start realizing, it's in a lot of, it's in my water. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we don't, a lot of us are not being informed. We don't know better. But once you know, it's the best thing is to avoid anything that we can to be healthy. Mm-hmm. So there's tons of a great toothpaste out there, toothpaste that are natural. And one of the things to look for, it's hydroxyapatite. It's something mm-hmm. that strengthens the tooth. And you don't have to, it's not toxic to the system. Bentonite clade is something that it's natural. It's easy to find, and it's great for the teeth. It remineralizes the tooth when you have a small cavity. So there is way to treat the teeth and get the benefit from the toothpaste without the toxin. One of the things that I love is coconut oil. I love coconut oil for so many, things that I use in the house and my skin. It's great. It's obviously you want to use it that is organic, and you want to use it that it's not odor, so you don't have any extra chemical add to it. But coconut oil is great. It's a good way to pull toxic from your mouth. There is different ways to do the coconut oil. Pulling, what they do is like you get a little bit, like a teaspoon in your mouth, and you switch it from one side to the other. Some people cannot handle the switching because it takes a long time, but you can always massage the gum.
Okay.
And it will give you the same benefit because you actually pulling blood into the around the teeth, into the gum. So it works great. It whitens your teeth. It's it has a lot of factors that it's great. It decreases cavity. Whiten your teeth decreases cavity. It's great moisturizer. So it does have great benefits that you can use. And the other thing is you can find it everywhere and it's cheap.
Yes.
Why not?
Yes. What about, you'll crack up. My boys got tongue scrapers in their stockings. Like, what mom puts tongue scrapers in their stockings? Only the holistic moms, right? Can you, a lot of people have no idea what that's all about. Do you want to talk a little bit about tongue scraping?
Of course. Tongue scraping is great. Because what happened is this, we have at any point in, even after you brush, the bacteria start growing in our mouth. We have over 600 bacteria at any point in our mouth. And these are good bacteria and bad bacteria. And when you clean your tongue, you decrease a lot of that bad bacteria to continue to hibernate. When you look at the tongue under a microscope, it's not smooth. You have little, you know, valley there, that get full of food, bacteria, anything that you eat, get in there. So when you use the tongue scraping, you actually cleaning better. I'm a pro to use anything extra that will get you, you know, another mile of
sure.
health. And you know, you could do the thumb scraping, do the coconut oil, and right after, and that's a great way to, you know, detox that area.
How about flossing? So, I heard from someone that flossing is even more important than brushing your teeth. I'm not saying don't brush your teeth, but how important is flossing?
It is very important. There's different studies and research, and some can go up to, like, you know, 70% of the cavity that you get because you cannot go in between the teeth, which you cannot do just by brushing. So you have to floss to be able to get in between the teeth, because once you get cavity in one side of the tooth, you will get cavity in the other side because they connect it. If you don't clean the way that these teeth are touching to each other, you get what is called the kissing cavity, which is like you get cavity in one side and of course the other tooth are going to get it. It's a very common thing, because if you don't clean the bacteria in there, the bacteria is going to get acid, and that acid is going to eat away the surface of the teeth. So I usually say it in the practice that if people listen, I will be at work, because it's simple. It seems like it's a journey, and it is a journey, but it could be an easy journey if you just make it a habit.
Yes.
Flossing once a day, thorough, not quickly, just running, but make the time to you can clean every tooth individually and brush twice a day. That's it. It's no trick on that. I mean, I can say that I have spot in my mouth that I have been on watch for over 20 years. And it's because I'm religiously do that. I don't brush four times a day. I don't floss three. No, I just do it once a day thoroughly and brush my teeth twice a day.
That's great.
Obviously, if I'm home, I probably do a little extra, especially if you have a lot of sweets or something like that, that you want to get rid of that substance from your teeth. But taking the time is like anything else. It's like exercising, you know, it's good for you, but
you just have to do it.
Mental health, you want to, and you're good at that. You're so good about reminding us about how important to have, you know, emotion, mental health, like breathing, all those little things are so good. We just need to take the time for that.
Yes, we deserve to. Well, this has been wonderful. I know that you shared with me the five facts about holistic dentistry. So if you're listening, you can find those in the show notes. And how can people find you and connect and learn more?
Well, we are located in North Providence, Rhode Island. We are 2148 Mineral Spring Avenue. They can find us at smileri.com. That is our website. And we are on Facebook as well, at SmileRI. And you could tell how I'm not really into the social media, but we are active in Facebook, LinkedIn. We also have
Instagram.
We also have Instagram. Thank you.
Yes, so I know you're getting that up and running.
Thank you, and you know, be happy to any question. Send us an email, and we'll be happy to guide it if it's something that I can help.
Yeah, and we're going to have a whole other episode in a few months. I know you've been doing a lot of new trainings and new machinery and lots going on. There's lots of exciting things. So I know we'll have more to talk about in the future.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for having me. This is such a great talk. Obviously, it's you know, connecting what you do, connecting what we do. And the most important thing is, how can we get this information out to help our community, to help our family, to help are people that we relate to. So thank you again for having me. It's a great opportunity to be able to communicate, to educate, and to help.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Confidently Balancing Your Hormones. If you enjoyed today's episode, I'd love for you to share it with a friend and also hit follow at the top of this podcast. If you have a couple of minutes and you can leave a quick review, it will help other women in need find this podcast. You can find me on Instagram at confidently_love_yourself. I would love to stay connected and hear from you.